Is the mic working?
Yes.
Great. So quickly, I wanted to bring Chris Weber up here, just to present a little bit on how he used free software to make some of the animations involved in the film.
Hello. I typed up some really brief notes to remember what I've been doing over the last couple months. So in general, I mean, most of this was done in Inkscape and in Blender and with some tools I made for myself in Python and everything checked into Git and such. Actually, animation has gotten very, very doable, largely due to the existence of Blender. And in fact, there was recently a feature film released named Plumiferos in Argentina, which may be the world's first fully free software created a 3D film. It's not quite clear because of the way that the development ended, but we think that might be the case because it was originally developed within Blender, Inkscape, and the GIMP and stuff. So this is very possible. So working through these animations that were in here and such, the graphs were done in Inkscape and Blender. We pulled stuff out of PDFs and moved things around. I think I even offloaded some of the work on the timeline stuff off to my spouse to do in Inkscape. And the War Games animation was done by, actually that's something I cannot conceivably believe myself being able to do without free software, because I was able to make Blender 2.5 has a wonderful Python API, and I was able to make tools for myself because of all of the objects that were happening on screen, to be able to coordinate all of that in the very short amount of time that we had to make that stuff, and the very short amount I had to do in what's not my day job, I made some Python tools to be able to do all that stuff. So, I mean, the Beethoven part was actually, there's a site called Mutopia that has MIDIs and Lilypond files for that. So, Luca and his friend, I don't remember his friend's name at the moment, took apart the MIDI and deconstructed that. And that was under the public domain, and same thing with the score sheet. So that's pretty much it was all done in free software, and I don't know if there's any questions I can answer things.
Or if there could also be questions about the general process of making film.
Yeah, the general process of making film. Although I wouldn't know as much, and Holmes would know more about that.
Felipe, and then
got a mic first.
Yeah. Is there a mic in that one? Doesn't seem like there is, so pass it.
Would it be easy for us to recompile this video with strings in other languages?
That's a good question. Will you answer for the Blender stuff, and I'll say I don't know.
Well, with the Blender stuff, probably because the images and stuff were in SVG, and I've kept everything under Git, so I mean I could release those files if people wanted to translate them. It's really not that hard to take them apart and just edit those text fields, and then we could and then you could just load them in Blender and hit render again, and it would all come through. So that should be possible, yeah. For the animations at least. I don't know about the rest.
And I would guess that for the titles, this was actually one interesting thing here was this was the filmmaker's first experience using Cinelara. They had previously been working with proprietary tools, and we made that a condition of the project. And actually, they really worked with it really well and embraced it. And we expected them to run into problems, and they didn't. They're kind of, and the work went along great. So I expect whatever default way Cinelara has for doing titles that's editable, and that we'll be able to make those source files available. So next question. So unless there's any judges from the Court of Appeals here,
they're not allowed to look at the court.
So no, but
is it being distributed? Can anyone download it?
Yeah,
we'll be having a rollout, and anyone who would be able to help us do that, either by doing translations, hopefully including translations of all of the visual material as well. Should contact campaigns@fsf.org, and anyone who's interested in doing screenings or helping promote the film in any way can contact campaigns@fsf.org.
Can it be posted on YouTube, or is the video available for them?
I'm sure people will.
I expect that it will be, yeah. I would echo Peter in expecting that it will be on YouTube. We, our plan is to distribute it only in free formats. What we just watched was a version of the film in the Og Theora format. So, you know, if you hear from somebody at Google that Theora would break the internet if distributed at a high enough quality, that's ridiculous, and you can see for yourself here that Theora looks actually quite nice. You know, you don't see exactly what bit rate we're showing it at, but yeah, and so we'll be distributing using Theora in HTML5, and that'll and we'll have a link up soon, and anyone who would like a link for purposes of distributing or promoting it, contact us. But our plan for promoting the film is still being formed. We hustled to have a version of the film ready for people to watch here. Any other questions? Max?
Yeah, I just have a quick question. The patches used for the MIDI file at the end, were those free patches as well?
Oh, you mean like to remove the stuff?
No, the sound. Patches meaning the sound of the waveforms and stuff.
Oh, yeah, those MIDI files were off of that site, Mutopia, I think, and that's where we got both the MIDI files and the Willy Pond files, and I believe the MIDI files, I think they were in the public domain, though I'm not 100% sure.
He's asking, well, Lily Pond includes a set of sounds?
I didn't do the MIDI part of things, so I'm really not certain.
It'd be a good thing to check, and if you're interested in tracking that down, we could. It might have been that an error was made at that stage. You know, it might have come out of a sound card.
I know what it is. Lily Pond is a language that will produce a score and a MIDI file.
Okay.
And Utopia has music like Beethoven.
Okay, but he's asking. We're not sure about the actual sounds, the waves. So.
Well, that would be audacity.
So, were there any other questions?
I think there might be some small changes to it that have still yet to be made. So if anyone had any feedback, that could also be something that you could send to us. But we consider it mostly finished.
It's very recently finished. Yeah.
I have the filmmaker on XMPP right now. If anybody wants to ask a question to Luca, I guess.
Oh yeah. Do we have any questions directly for the filmmaker?
Well, I guess we just had one.
Well, we had one. Okay.
It was excellent.
Oh, okay. He just asked good reaction, and I would say it was excellent.